Jasher chapter 58. And it came to pass in the 32nd year of the Israelites going down to Egypt, that is in the 71st year of the life of Joseph, in that year died Pharaoh king of Egypt, and Magron his son reigned in his stead. And Pharaoh commanded Joseph before his death to be a father to his son Magron, and that Magron should be under the care of Joseph and under his counsel. And all Egypt consented to this thing, that Joseph should be king over them. For all the Egyptians loved Joseph as heretofore. Only Magron, the son of Pharaoh, sat upon his father's throne, and he became king in those days in his father's stead. Magron was 41 years old when he began to reign, and 40 years he reigned in Egypt. And all Egypt called his name Pharaoh after the name of his father, as it was their custom to do in Egypt to every king that reigned over them. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh reigned in his father's stead, he placed the laws of Egypt and all the affairs of government in the hand of Joseph, as his father had commanded him. And Joseph became king over Egypt, for he superintended over all Egypt. And all Egypt was under his care and under his counsel. For all Egypt inclined to Joseph after the death of Pharaoh, and they loved him exceedingly to reign over them. But there were some people amongst them who did not like him, saying, "No stranger shall reign over us." Still, the whole government of Egypt devolved in those days upon Joseph after the death of Pharaoh, he being the regulator, doing as he liked throughout the land without anyone interfering. And all Egypt was under the care of Joseph. And Joseph made war with all his surrounding enemies, and he subdued them. Also all the land and all the Philistines unto the borders of Canaan did Joseph subdue, and they were all under his power, and they gave a yearly tax unto Joseph. And Pharaoh, king of Egypt, sat upon his throne in his father's stead, but he was under the control and counsel of Joseph, as he was at first under the control of his father. Neither did he reign but in the land of Egypt only under the counsel of Joseph. But Joseph reigned over the whole country at that time, from Egypt unto the great river Pirath. And Joseph was successful in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord gave Joseph additional wisdom and honor and glory and love toward him in the hearts of the Egyptians and throughout the land. And Joseph reigned over the whole country 40 years. And all the countries of the Philistines and Canaan and Zidon and on the other side of Jordan brought presents unto Joseph all his days. And the whole country was in the hand of Joseph. And they brought unto him a yearly tribute as it was regulated. For Joseph had fought against all his surrounding enemies and subdued them. And the whole country was in the hand of Joseph. And Joseph sat securely upon his throne in Egypt. And also all his brethren, the sons of Jacob, dwelt securely in the land all the days of Joseph. And they were fruitful and multiplied exceedingly in the land. And they served the Lord all their days, as their father Jacob had commanded them. And it came to pass at the end of many days and years, when the children of Esau were dwelling quietly in their land with Bela their king, that the children of Esau were fruitful and multiplied in the land. And they resolved to go and fight with the sons of Jacob and all Egypt, and to deliver their brother Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, and his men, for they were yet in those days slaves to Joseph. And the children of Esau sent unto all the children of the east, and they made peace with them. And all the children of the east came unto them to go with the children of Esau to Egypt to battle. And they came also unto them of the people of Angeas, king of Dinhabah. And they also sent unto the children of Ishmael, and they also came unto them. And all this people assembled and came unto Seir to assist the children of Esau in their battle. And the camp was very large and heavy with people, numerous as the sand of the sea, about 800,000 men infantry, and cavalry. And all these troops went down to Egypt to fight with the sons of Jacob. And they encamped by Ramses. And Joseph went forth with his brethren, with the mighty men of Egypt, about 600 men. And they fought with them in the land of Ramses. And the sons of Jacob at that time again fought with the children of Esau in the 50th year of the sons of Jacob going down to Egypt. That is, the 30th year of the reign of Bela over the children of Esau in Seir. And the Lord gave all the mighty men of Esau and the children of the east into the hand of Joseph and his brethren. And the people of the children of Esau and the children of the east were smitten before Joseph. And of the people of Esau and the children of the east that were slain, there fell before the sons of Jacob about 200,000 men. And their king, Bela, the son of Beor, fell with them in the battle. And when the children of Esau saw that their king had fallen in battle and was dead, their hands became weak in the combat. And Joseph and his brethren and all Egypt were still smiting the people of the house of Esau. And all Esau's people were afraid of the sons of Jacob and fled from before them. And Joseph and his brethren and all Egypt pursued them a day's journey. And they slew yet from them about 300 men, continuing to smite them in the road. And they afterward turned back from them. And Joseph and all his brethren returned to Egypt. Not one man was missing from them. But of the Egyptians there fell 12 men. And when Joseph returned to Egypt, he ordered Zepho and his men to be additionally bound. And they bound them with irons, and they increased their grief. And all the people of the children of Esau and the children of the east returned in shame, each unto his city. For all the mighty men that were with them had fallen in battle. And when the children of Esau saw that their king had died in battle, they hastened and took a man from the people of the children of the east. His name was Jobab, the son of Zarak, from the land of Bozrah. And they caused him to reign over them instead of Bela their king. And Jobab sat upon the throne of Bela as king in his stead. And Jobab reigned in Edom over all the children of Esau 10 years. And the children of Esau went no more to fight with the sons of Jacob from that day forward. For the sons of Esau knew the valor of the sons of Jacob, and they were greatly afraid of them. But from that day forward the children of Esau hated the sons of Jacob, and the hatred and enmity were very strong between them all the days, unto this day. And it came to pass after this, at the end of 10 years, Jobab the son of Zarak from Bozrah died. And the children of Esau took a man whose name was Chushim from the land of Teman. And they made him king over them instead of Jobab. And Chushim reigned in Edom over all the children of Esau for 20 years. And Joseph, king of Egypt, and his brethren, and all the children of Israel dwelt securely in Egypt in those days, together with all the children of Joseph and his brethren, having no hindrance or evil accident. And the land of Egypt was at that time at rest from war in the days of Joseph and his brethren.